Julian Rodriguez. Julian Rodriguez, J-U-L-I-A-N-R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, 49 years old. He was born 12/26/72. Today is 4/4/2022. Chief complaint: my blood pressure is up, number 2. Leg pain and arm pain, number 3. Abdominal pain, number 4. I think I have a kidney stone, number 5. I want to check the cyst in my kidney, number 6. Having some palpitations, number 7. Blood sugar is elevated slightly, but off medication. Next number, family history of stroke. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman. He works at a mulch, M-U-L-C-H. Center, does some landscaping on the side, period. He's married, has 3 children. He drinks very little. He doesn't smoke, period. Allergy, none, period. For the past 2 weeks, he's had off and on back pain, right flank pain. He thinks his kidney stone may be causing some problems. He's had no hematuria. His pain is 2 out of 10, period. And he paired up today. He's got slight blood in the urine. Otherwise, his urinalysis is completely clear, period. And he paired up. He's also out of his medication, including lisinopril, Lopin, and metformin. Off his medication, blood sugar, of course, have been abnormal. Immunization, COVID immunization up to date, times 3 jabs. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Surgery, none. Family history, stroke, coronary artery disease, diabetes. His blood review of system, abdominal pain, dizziness, leg pain, arm pain. A strong family history of stroke, palpitations, especially off medication, headache, blood pressure is elevated, non-compliance with meds, back pain, flank pain, history of kidney stones, history of renal cyst, minimal hematuria, minimal BPH symptoms. 150 over 94, 84, 60, 97, 99%. Heart positive, lung positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no ash, lower extremity shows no dimethylmic cyanosis. There's no abdominal tenderness. Abdominal exam is totally negative. Assessment number 1, history kidney stones. Number 2, hematuria. Number 3, treat with Cipro. Number 4, get CT to the abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Number 5, renal cyst appears slightly enlarged since 2 years ago. Number 7, we'll get patient set up for a CT again for it to check the cyst. Next number is family history of stroke. Next number is carotid ultrasound, looks normal. Next number, he does have some lymphadenopathy in his neck, otherwise no significant changes from 2022. Next number is arm pain and leg pain. Appears to be related to his work, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number is echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number is renal cyst, as was discussed above, shows enlargement. At 3.2 and 2.7 centimeter. Next number, prostate, about the same as 2 years ago. Next number, thyroid, still shows a slight, tiny cyst on the right side, all less than 0.3 centimeter. Next number, lower extremity Doppler study is negative. Next number, lower extremity Doppler study shows, arterial study shows no evidence of DVT. Next number, minimal LVH noted. Next number, blood pressure is elevated because of non-compliance. Next number, recheck blood work. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next one is come back next week after CT is done. Next one is bladder ultrasound is negative. With hematuria, this was done to make sure there were no masses noted. Next one is abdominal aorta. Shows no significant change from previously, and abdominal ultrasound only shows a fatty liver. Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. We'll get the CT scan scheduled, urinalysis discussed with patient, and prescriptions for Cipro, lisinopril, Lopin, and metformin were given. See prescription copy. Thank you, and have a good day.